Now, we told you earlier this morning about a NIST workshop, a listening session to implement the president's executive order on cybersecurity and creating a framework. Well, there's another NIST session going on. A diverse group of engineering and IT experts is gathering to explore emerging research needs for cybersecurity in cyber-physical systems. The two-day workshop is sponsored by NIST and the Cybersecurity Research Alliance. Donna Dotson is the division chief of the Computer Security Division and the acting chief of cybersecurity advisor at NIST, and she joins us now to tell us more. Ms. Dotson, good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you on. So what are cyber-physical systems, and why are they so important?
As we think about cyber-physical systems, we think about industrial controls, data communications, and other IT systems that support the critical infrastructure operations like utilities, smart driving cars. We think about medical devices, places that we haven't traditionally seen information technology in the past, where that IT systems were really in support of business processes like email and Twitter feeds, things like that.
So basically, you're saying that these cyber systems are everywhere, even places where we don't think they are.
That is correct, yes.
All right, so what is the state of security of these systems? And I know we're talking about a wide range of things, but the ones that you're talking about today at your workshop, what is the state of security?
So securing these cyber-physical systems is really a top concern because of the potential for widespread physical and economic collateral damage that could result from some sort of a cyber incident.
So that's the famous videotape of a generator being sent into overdrive and burning up because someone could hack into the system controlling it.
That's correct, yes.
And so what is NIST's role in convening all of this? What are you hoping to get out of this workshop?
So NIST, as a bureau under the U.S. Department of Commerce, is a non-regulatory body, and we're interested in looking at research to support standards, best practices, and measurement capabilities when you think about what are the security needs to support cyber-physical systems.
We're speaking with Donna Dodson, the division chief of the Computer Security Division and the acting chief cybersecurity advisor at NIST. What sort of standards exist? I mean, is there any standard across all of these different systems right now?
Certainly different sectors have done a lot of work on frameworks and standards to support their different sectors. NIST has been very active, actively supporting efforts for smart grid, and one of those efforts relates to cybersecurity and also ensuring that the necessary privacy controls are in place to support the smart grid. So what would be the standards that are needed there? Starting at the top with a general risk management framework, understanding your environment, understanding the potential threats, understanding what the vulnerabilities could look like.
So the idea of the cyber and physical world merging, what is the privacy implication? You mentioned that's something I've always wondered, especially with the electrical grid. There's no personal data that comes over the electric grid. It's just electricity flowing.
So with different types of social engineering practices, you can actually, if you don't have the appropriate set of privacy controls in place, it would be much easier to monitor different activities and then start building different types of profiles, et cetera, about individuals.
Now, is the workshop that you're doing today part of what NIST is doing overall to comply with the president's new executive order on cybersecurity?
Yesterday, as you mentioned, we held our first workshop in response to the executive order and this role in developing a framework. Certainly, the work that we are doing in the Computer Security Division with industry and academia all support that cybersecurity framework. So today's workshop on security and cyber physical systems, for example, is another opportunity for us to understand what research needs to be done, what standards exist, where the gaps are, et cetera. And we're doing this in we're co-sponsoring this workshop actually with an industry group, the Cybersecurity Research Alliance. So this is a great opportunity for us to partner back with industry on these tremendous national challenges.
Now, the federal government's interest in critical infrastructure is because if something really bad happened with it, it could rise to the level of disaster that would require a federal response. And let me just make an analogy. There are plumbing regulations. You can't have a hose like hanging down into your sink because that could possibly cause the discharge of sewage system and the fresh water system to interact. So they're air gapped. Those are two systems that are not allowed to touch each other. In looking at these cyber physical systems that you're exploring today, is that one of the dangers that the federal government has? Is that perhaps somehow, I don't know, a sewage system and a fresh water system at the county or state level could somehow, through cyber means, interact with each other and cause damage that way?
So certainly we have to look at the interaction between different cyber physical systems. And in addition to that, we need to understand the security implications of those individual systems. Say, for example, the security challenges around supporting medical devices, or, as we already mentioned, the smart grid. If we think about self-driving cars and transportation systems where you bring information technology to that physical world, then we want to ensure that we are not introducing new vulnerabilities into those systems and that we can properly protect people just like they expect to have appropriate safety. Today, when driving a car, we don't want to introduce something that will question the safety of the car.
Sure, you don't want a car automatically driving into a reservoir or something like that. So what will the output of this conference be, and what will happen to that report or produce that you create?
So this is the first of what I've envision as many discussions that we'll be having in the area of cyber physical systems and security. This is really something I look at this as more of a beginning rather than we host a workshop and write a report and that's the end. So it will help us, NIST, as we continue to develop our research path for standards and guidelines around cyber physical systems, and look at opportunities where we can work with industry partners like CSRA.
Donna Dodson is Division Chief of the Computer Security Division and the Acting Chief Cybersecurity Advisor at NIST. And Donna, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.